We get things underway, though, by hopping on the telephone line, and it's a solid line all the way down to Hancock, Maine, to connect with our friend Jerry Montour. Hello there, sir.
Ask me where I am, Rich. Ask me where I am right now.
Where am you right now?
I am sitting in the parking lot of the liquor store in Ellsworth, because...
That's your office.
The only place within 10 miles of where I live and where my gallery is located that I can get a decent cell phone signal, because I'm an idiot and I changed cell phone companies. And I went with U.S. Cellular, which is a company that stuck in 1995. So I'm in the parking lot of the liquor store. Can I get you anything?
Not yet, but I'll get back to you before the end of the conversation.
This is what I do. This is what being on your program means to me. This is how much I care. This is what I do for you.
The level of commitment, I have to say, is pretty awe-inspiring.
Well, you're worth it, my friend. You are worth it. Hey, but before we get into whatever it is you want to talk about, I have something I need to ask you.
Please.
Okay. Here goes. About 10 days ago, about a week and a half ago, I had a dream. I had a dream. More like a nightmare, actually, when I think about it. I was partying and having a great time,
yeah,
mind you, a really good time, with a guy by the name of Donald J. Trump. Okay?
Yes.
All right?
Yes.
So, I mean, we were having a fantastic time. Mm-hmm. I can't tell you how much fun it was. The next day, the woman that I had been dating for more than a year decides that this relationship is going nowhere, and she breaks up with me.
Wow.
On the phone, by the way. I could barely hear her, but on the phone.
You didn't have to drive to the liquor store to have that conversation, did you?
No, that's, I she broke up with me, then I drove to the liquor store.
Okay, good.
But my question to you, Rich, is, are the two related somehow?
Oh, there's no question that I think it was Freud who said, you know, if the Trump appears in your dreams, that is a harbinger of bad times ahead.
Wow. Nailed it. I mean, it couldn't have been the fact that I was screaming Kofefe and lock her up in my sleep.
There may be a connection there, but I can't speak to that. What's cause, what's effect, I don't know, but there's definitely a connection.
Anyway, bottom line is I'm single again, and I blame Trump. All right, what do you want to talk about?
Well, I think we ought to talk about how the ladies can make their way down to Hancock, visit you at the Montour Gallery, and see, frankly, what they're missing.
Oh, it's a lot. Tell them not to call first. Well, I tell you what, I'm having a great time with the whole photography thing. Every June 10th, and there's a reason I picked June 10th, every June 10th I head up to Baxter State Park to photograph moose, and went up again this year and had great success. I will tell you this, that the black flies are worse than I've ever seen them in my life. At any given time when you're out there, you've got 100 black flies surrounding your head, or as Trump would say, a million black flies. But it's horrible in that regard. But the photography, the moose, oh my God, it's just tremendous stuff.
Well, speaking of your photography, I'm looking at this beautiful book that you were kind enough to send our way, Skudik, Original Images and Random Thoughts by Jerry Montour. Well, let's start with the photography, the images. Stunning is a word that comes to mind. These are great.
Oh, thank you, my friend. Thank you. And by the way, I got a rave review on the book yesterday. The reviewer said it was the funniest book of the year.
Wow. I liked it. Who was the reviewer?
My brother, but so what?
All right. No problem with that. Well, and
He's
random thoughts.
Guy. He's a very smart guy.
Well, clearly, yep. It runs in the family. The random thoughts are indeed quite funny, quite entertaining, and... Even without the images, I would read just those random thoughts. But together, well, gosh, it's the perfect package.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. It's 21 pages. That's not too long, I hope.
Not for me. No, there may be some out there. And, you know, We know how those people voted.
Yes, we do.
You're not sending these to everybody. I like to think I'm kind of special. So how can people get their hands on this beautiful collection?
Well, you could come to my gallery in Hancock, Monsieur Gallery, on Route 1 in Hancock, or they're also for sale at the Seven Arts Gallery in Ellsworth. And there's more. They're also for sale on my website, MonsieurGallery.com.
Fantastic. Get a copy. Get one for your friends. Get one for your enemies, and you may find yourself bridging that gap and starting a whole new relationship.
Isn't that what Freud said? Yes.
I believe they mentioned that as well. That was in the appendix, though. Let's talk a bit of Boston sports. Jerry Muntu with us here on Downtown. Let's begin with the Red Sox. Gosh, they've been frustrating, but that was a good series with the Twins.
Oh, man. I'm about ready to jump back on the bandwagon big time, Rich. I mean, look, I don't know where to begin with this team, but when you go on the road, and they play better on the road than they have at home for some reason, you go on the road and you beat Minnesota 2 out of 3, Minnesota, the highest scoring team in the American League, you hold them to 8 runs in 3 games, that's pretty impressive stuff. And imagine what the rest of the season is going to be like if the pitching holds up, which I think it will. And imagine if Mookie starts hitting like he did last year, even close to it, or Martinez, or Benintendi. Imagine if those three guys heat up. I'm looking forward to this.
I am too, because I've said from the get-go, even when they were struggling, who's better out there? Are there enough teams that they're going to struggle to even be the second wild card? I just don't think so. I'm not even sold completely on Tampa Bay hanging in there. They can't even decide where they want to play. Word today that they want to split their home games between Tampa Bay and Montreal.
Oh, come on, really?
Yes, yes.
Well, they may get a crowd in Montreal, that's for sure. I mean, how about this? If the team that has been in first place for quite some time in the AL East gets, what do they draw there, like 13,000 down in Tampa?
Yeah, unless the Red Sox are in town, and then they get about 28.
Okay, there you go. Well, that's pretty interesting. Montreal and Tampa? Wow. That's kind of mind-boggling. How the hell? Okay, anyway. I don't think Tampa's for real. I really don't. I think they're going to come back down to earth. And I do believe that the Yankees are going to win the East, but I think the Sox are going to be a wild card team.
I agree with you on that. Cleveland, I think, has had too many injuries, so I think the Sox are... I just play up to your potential. You don't have to win 108. You win 95, 93, you'll find yourself in the playoffs. That's it.
Just get in. And the other question I have deals with Dave Dombrowski and what he has in mind. I mean, I am pleasantly surprised by the bullpen. I thought for sure that they would need a designated closer, but it doesn't seem like they do now. So what does Dombrowski do? What is it, July 31st? It's the only deadline we have now, right?
Right. No waiver trades in August anymore. I agree. They don't need a closer, but I think they need a little help there in the seventh and eighth innings.
Yeah, maybe. I just can't wait to see what Dombrowski does. You know, he's back there, you know, licking his chops, waiting to see which teams become sellers sooner than later, so he can start dealing with them. But this is going to be good. I'm plenty excited.
Do you have any interest at all in tonight's NBA draft?
No. Next question. How about this one?
Yes.
You're going to be very proud of me for this. I have not watched an NHL game on NBC since those bloodless vampires let me go in 2013. So it's been 6 years since I watched a hockey game on NBC. But, Rich, I watched every game of the Stanley Cup Final. So, you've got to be proud of me for that.
I am proud of you for that, yes.
I didn't listen, but I watched.
They could use you on there, I will tell you. I mean, I like Mike Emmerich's great, but... that studio crew, they leave a little to be desired, I think.
Thank you. Thank you, my friend. I'm going to send you another book for that.
That's fantastic. It's not your little black book, is it? Because that's not working out.
No. Wow.
I'm sorry.
It's getting smaller by the day. Oh, man.
Well,
go ahead.
No. What else is occupying your mind in the sports world? Are you excited for Patriots preseason? What are you thinking?
The only thing that's exciting me right now is the Red Sox. And what's really cool about this is the fact that I gave them absolutely no shot after their opening, 2 weeks. I thought, man, this is going to be one of those seasons where they go from first to worst. But now I can't keep my eyes off this team. I don't know. Maybe it's just high expectations or the fact that I'm lonely and single now and got nothing else to do. But this team is really fun to watch because half of you is thinking, you know what? What if they become the team they were last year? How fun would that be? So really, Rich, this is the only thing sports-wise that's occupying my time.
I want to ask you about this because we've been talking about it a lot lately, and then your photographs of the stars are absolutely beautiful. Were you watching? Were you paying attention 50 summers ago when man landed on the moon for the first time, if that really happened?
Yes, I was paying attention, as a matter of fact. I was. I remember it like it was yesterday in my living room. I'll tell you what, photographing the night sky is truly addicting. It's not easy. It's not easy. There was a shot that I took over at Studic at the place called Raven's Nest about 2 weeks ago. It took me 9 months to get that shot because the conditions had to be just right. First of all, I didn't want to go out at 2 o'clock in the morning in January and freeze my nuts off. So I had to wait until it was relatively warm. And then you have to make sure that it's a nice, clear night. There's no moon, no wind, and so it took me literally 9 months of planning to get that shot. But when you do it, and you do it right, man, there's nothing else like it. Plus, being out there, Rich, and looking up and realizing just how teeny tiny and insignificant we are as a species, it's pretty awe-inspiring.
That picture, by the way, was beautiful. That's the one you posted on social media a couple of weeks ago?
Yeah.
Oh, it was great. I showed my wife that. I said, look at this.
Very, very proud of that. Very happy.
Tiny and insignificant. So, like Trump's hands?
Not that small.
Oh, okay.
Oh, you crazy? By the way, I have a funny story. So I belong to this photography club here down east, and I invited anyone who wanted to come out and shoot the Milky Way with me that night. I invited anybody to come out. So I got a couple of guys who said, yeah, we'll go with you. And they got in touch with me that afternoon and said, what time do you want to meet out there? And I said, well, I'll be there around midnight, and we'll start shooting around 1. And there was a long pause. And the guy said, midnight? Why so late? Because I don't drive after dark. Well, how the hell were you going to get the night sky if you don't drive after dark? This is what I'm dealing with, Rick.
Wow.
This is what I'm dealing
with. Wow. That's frustrating. That's like working with freshmen. That's what I do. Those are the kind of explanations I have to provide.
Wow. Okay. Again, I'm at the liquor store if I can get anything for you.
Yeah. I'm still thinking. I've got a list. I may not be able to get it all. You may have to come back for a second trip there. Are you still being exhibited, I have to word this properly, at rest areas around our fair state?
Am I an exhibitionist at a rest area?
Yeah, the kind of, yes.
Occasionally, yeah. And that was the worst deal in the history of deals, by the way.
Really?
I sent the main traffic, Turnpike Authority, all of my shots, and they gave me a couple of $100, and now they apparently get to use them for the rest of my life for nothing.
Wow.
So yeah, occasionally they'll pop up at rest areas, and which is nice, but I could use the cash, to be honest with you.
Well, summer's here as of, tomorrow. So I hope people start flocking to the Montague Gallery in Hancock to see you. I hope several of them are unattached and interested.
That would be nice.
Yes.
That would be nice. Women, please. Women.
Yeah, sure. Yeah. Although, look, you might want to consider branching out.
I've thought about it. That's about it. I'm not saying no.
Well,
look, double my chances. It could double my chances.
There you go. I've known you for, I don't know, two-thirds of my life. I'm saying it. You're a catch for somebody. These women need to smarten up.
Thank you, my friend. Boy, this has been the best 6-7 minutes of my life.
We have been on the air for about 15. Did the other half of our time suck?
Oh, you know what? I it's my phone. I lose track of time when I'm on the phone, and I can't actually see the clock. Again, I'm blaming U.S. Cellular for this.
Vodka for me, perhaps a little bourbon. Carrie would like some rum, I think, while you're there.
Okay, I'll be there shortly.
All right. We wish you well. Jerry, always good to talk with you. Thank you for the book, which is beautiful. Get a copy of it. Go see Jerry at the gallery. Go to his website as well. We'll talk to you again soon.
Thank you, Rich. Really appreciate it. And next time, I'll talk sports.
We'll talk whatever you want to talk. That's the way we roll.
Okay, cool.
There you go.
Hope you say that. Thanks, buddy.
You bet. See you, Jerry.
Bye.
Jerry Monteux. Check out, seriously, the book is so gorgeous. It's called Scudic. Check it out on his website. Visit the Monteux Gallery in Hancock. If you're headed to the coast, it's well worth it.